Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, February 4th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Grammy-winning musician Brad Davis. Birthdays, born this day in 1902, the first man to fly across the Atlantic, Charles Lindbergh, from National Geographic.
The story is an American legend. Lindbergh's dream to prove aviation's future. A lone eagle who inspires the world to look to the skies.
The woman who refused to sit in the back of the bus, Rosa Parks, born February 4th, 1913, from the Biography Channel.
Born the eldest of two children in 1913, Rosa Louise McCauley was raised on her grandparents' farm in Pine Level, Alabama. As a child, Rosa was exposed to the realities of segregation. She walked to school daily because the elementary school bus system prohibited black students from riding.
Feminist pioneer Betty Friedan, born this day in 1921. On this day in history, in 1938, Walt Disney releases Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Now you wash the dishes. You tidy up the room. You clean the fireplace. And I'll use the broom. Just whistle while you work, and cheerfully together we can tidy up the place. So I'm a merry day.
On February 4th, 1983, Karen Carpenter of the Carpenter's brother-sister singing group dies of anorexia, one of the first times we heard that term, and a terrible loss. At the top of the charts this day in 1984, Boy George and Culture Club and Karma Chameleon. On the KETR events calendar, the annual Daddy-Daughter Dance, 6:30 p.m. Saturday at the Northeast Texas Children's Museum on Highway 24 in Commerce. Valentine photos, Valentine crafts, dancing, food, and a corsage for each girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance, Saturday night at the Northeast Texas Children's Museum in Commerce. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our thought for the day, the art of happiness lies in the power of extracting happiness from common things. Thank you, Henry Ward Beecher. Our guest in the cafe this morning, joining us again, is Grammy-winning music producer, guitarist, and singer-songwriter Brad Davis. Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, this coffee's great, John.
Well, thank you, Brad. You are an expert, so I take that as high praise indeed.
I am a fool for coffee.
Yeah. So what Brad comes in, Brad is one of the busiest people that I know and has a really active music career. And Brad comes in and talks with us about things having to do with music every once in a while. You were in here a while back, and at that time, you were just getting ready to put out your latest recording, your own recording, a tribute to George Jones in bluegrass style. And I wonder how that's going and if there's anything new with that.
Yeah, it came out on Bluegrass Valley Records and got released there, Play Direct, which you're familiar with, that whole release thing for radio, and it maintained number two for 8 weeks, so it was really great. The only thing that was above in bluegrass was Arlo Guthrie's Greatest Hits. You know, you can't beat that. I mean, Arlo Guthrie needs number one spot.
You did some work on this. This is going back a ways, and I guess this is old news for you, Brad, but a lot of people probably don't know it. You did some work a while back with the very popular Mumford & Sons, didn't you?
Yeah. It was a friend of mine from this area. Ross Holmes got hired as a utility player for Mumford & Sons. And he was a fiddle player that I couldn't believe how great he was in this area, and I wanted to use him for a studio. But then he said, I got hired by Mumford & Sons. I said, who's that? You know, oh, these great guys are awesome. Anyway, so they started launching their career, and then they wanted to do a tribute album of their music before actually they launched their first record, which is not really a normal thing. You have hits out, then you do the greatest hits, or you do a tribute to. But they said, we want to do a tribute and release it a month later. And we understand you're great at what you do, and you work for the company out on the West Coast called CMH Records.
And this was a tribute to
their album that hadn't come out yet.
Huh.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of odd, but they're from across the water, so they're wired a little differently than we are to some degree, which is not bad at times, I think. But they said, we want to release a tribute album, and I said, well, the album's not even out yet. I said, well, yeah, I know. So it took a long time to get the cuts from the record from the label, because they weren't done yet. And so it waited to the last minute. I had 1 week to complete this tribute album. And so I asked Mark Mumford and the guys, were you going to sing on it? And no, we understand you do that for CMH. You've done that for Brad Paisley and Tim McGraw, and the list goes on and on. We just want you to produce it, arrange it, and we'll approve it or not approve it or make changes or whatever. But, you know, just here's the songs. And I got the songs and started on it. And it was a bluegrass tribute to Mumford & Sons.
So basically, it was like a different version of their original record.
Yeah.
In a different style. Yeah.
And you know, something I gotta say about, I'm a professional musician, so session musician, so I'm always extremely anal about being on the click, or the click that's going to drive the drummer, you know, the timing mechanism that we do songs to. But Mumford & Sons is a lot like Pearl Jam, or a lot like the Rolling Stones, or a lot like Johnny Cash or Willie Nelson. They really wiggle like a snake around the click. They don't stay close to the click.
Idiosyncratic.
Yeah, and there is something magical about that. I mean, as a producer, I need to always be open. My ears need to be open. I need to learn every time I get to a certain situation. And I learned a lot doing that record, that instead of laying a click down and recutting their songs to a click, I put the original version they had in, and I cut to the original version as the click.
You adapted to them.
Yeah.
Their style.
And boy, was it, it was a lot of work for me, because I'm not used to being that ragged on my, but it works.
But they're natural, right?
This is
their natural style. So,
and it's really cool. It breathes like a human being, and you can't replace that.
Can't mess with it, yeah. So what is that album called? What is that
record? It's called Babel, a tribute to Mumford & Sons. And yeah, really, really wild to get the phone call and then find out how successful these guys are.
Yeah,
and,
you know, it's just
amazing. But here in Commerce, no doubt. You know,
did they come into town, or you were working with them remotely?
We Skyped. We did Skype meetings in New York and L.A.
Right.
And then, of course, Ross, obviously, he's hubbed out of Nashville. And some of the guys are there. One or two of the guys are there in Nashville, because they're a fan of country music.
Mm-hmm.
England, and those guys are such a fan of country music.
Oh, yeah.
And old school country music, I should say.
Right. You give a totally different direction here. You give guitar lessons, don't you? Do you have quite a few folks that do that with you? And
I have five slots. Mm-hmm. I figure that's all I have time for. So I've got five students, and right now they're one's 62, and then the rest of them are 17 and under.
Wow, what a range.
So, and I love teaching these guys. It's just a lot of fun. So it's amazing, you know, the different kind of folks you get. But I really enjoy it. I mean, I learned so much about how to work on my book side as an author from teaching. I gained so much about, wow, I need to show that in this book. And actually, I should probably be paying them. Hope they're not listening.
we'll edit that out, everybody. So you didn't hear that. Brad, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks for having me, John Mark. I appreciate it.
Grammy-winning musician Brad Davis of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEVO.